Blog Talk Radio.
Hello, everyone. This is Psychic Jethro, and you're listening to Psychics Gone Wild, and we are. It's Wednesday night, and it's live, and we're here. Welcoming all of you here to have some fun. We are going to do it, and we always do. Loving that music by Keith Evans and I Gotcha. Those of you listening know that's one of our great followers and friend that plays with Keith there, and we know him as Woody. He's a really good person. Going into the energy here with all of you, we are going to be doing some readings tonight and looking forward to you-know-who. It's Wednesday night, and we've got Dina Flanagan. So get ready to have some fun. We just also had a lot of fun today. I want to let you guys know that I say we, but actually it was I, Jethro, had a lot of fun today talking to no other than, guess who, Amy Cavanaugh. She's going to be coming in and joining us tomorrow night. So those of you who listen and watch and continue to listen to and enjoy Psychics Gone Wild, remember to continually listen in because you never know. Amy will be with us tomorrow night. We will be discussing healing and abilities and Amy's going to discuss some of her ways of helping others with those abilities. So you guys hang in and don't go anywhere. 773-897-6461. We've got a couple of you guys on the line. We will be doing a one-call question with you tonight, and I welcome you guys. So hang tight for a little bit. We're going to just kind of raise the energy a little bit and enjoy ourselves this evening as we get all of the little kinks and bugs worked out of Blog Talk's way, and we're going to do Colors of the Wind. Simply beautiful. And this is Simply Psychics Gone Wild. Have you guys been wondering what's been going on with our Christmas baskets? Go into Fridays and Saturdays. We had a winner last week, and we've been giving them out on Fridays. Continue to tell you on Saturdays. This week we had a lot of technical difficulties for those of you trying to get into the show, but that winner was still the same, and she won the basket, and her name is Danielle Reed. And Danielle Reed, you have already been in selected. We have had winners. This is, I think, our fourth one. This week, hang on to your hats for Friday, because we're going to be giving away one of Chef Sessi's books. Is going to be included, that phenomenal book on healing and working with vegetarian food. So hang on and get ready to put in for PsychicsGoneWild.com to get
ain't
your...
ain't got much of that either.
617, how are you tonight?
I'm doing okay. Yourself?
Great. We welcome you to Psychics Gone Wild. You have a little party by yourself.
Caught me off guard. I'm
sorry about that. No, it's all right. We know you're being good to them. They ain't yelling back because they're mad. They love you. Glad you're calling.
How you doing?
Really good. I want to welcome you and thank you for calling in. I'm sitting here having a little laid-back energy, and I'm going to have you, for the guide's sake, give me your first name and birth date and give permission from your guides to read you, and then I will give you your reading.
My name is Catherine. My last name is Keller, and my date of birth is 4/18/1970.
Okay. And Catherine, I'm getting some energy with you that is happening really strong, is that you're going through a lot of energy right now of physically, you're getting where you see white energy. I feel like you're sensing it. You've been picking up stuff for a little bit. And the guys are telling me that you, your dreams are just wild. They're just like, you got stuff going on over here. You're over there. You just can't keep you in one place, Catherine. You're talking to energies on the other side. And it's because you're looking for someone here to help you. You need some people to come together there. It seems like you're the only one carrying the boat.
You're right. You're so right.
What they're telling me, and the angels are telling me with you that you have a love person on the other side there. You have somebody on the other side that is they've went over, but they're still helping you because they're telling me that just where you're at, a lot of people don't want to work. They just keep letting you do it.
You're right.
Telling me that you're working on getting things handled. They said that the situation there has gotten where you've had to kind of cut back a little bit of the budget to cover everything, and it seems like the month, by the time you get done in the month, it's just there's been some kind of house things or something. There's something you're trying to fix, something that's
my house needs to be done over, and I ain't got no transportation to get nowhere, and I don't got no money to do nothing.
Oh my goodness, that's what they're telling me. I tell me that it's going to make sure you get a hold of me, Catherine. I will send you that abundance prayer. Just send it to you free, and it's a really good one to do. We do a lot of times. It helps with the guides and the angels because I can feel what's happening is everything's kind of wearing down, and the energy that's happening for you, the guides are telling me with you, is really stressing. It's gotten to take its toll. So what they're showing me is it's going to get a little better with some other financing, but it's going to have to take – it keeps showing me that it's like you do some stuff of your own, but you just seem to be really in one of those situations where you've got to have some other outside things helping you a little bit. Here's some money coming in.
Like, I got a boyfriend, but I don't know what he's doing with his money.
Well, he better start sharing that money. You know what I'm saying?
No, he needs to.
Yeah, I know. They're telling me that you and him have been kind of working on this for a while, and the fact that it's like he kind of takes his money and does his own thing, and that's where some of it needs to come there to help you. That's what the guys are telling me. They also are telling me that he does care with you. It's just he's kind of one of them rays where it's like, okay, he just kind of hangs on to that dollar, and it's like, well, that's good, but you're going to have to share a little bit here. We need a little bit, especially with the things to help out with the groceries alone. I mean, I see that you have been going through some situations here, like you've cut back, you're making through times, and now with this not having a vehicle, there's no sense in that. I mean, that's what our guys are telling me with you. They said that you need to, where you live and where you're at, you've got to have wheels. You can't be, you know, there's
but
no...
The guy I deal with, he said he wants to buy me a transportation, and I'm still waiting.
That's what they're telling me. That's what the guide said, and they said that's the part that their guides and them are telling me on the side. They said he's going to that. You're gonna, but a part of it too with you and him is that he kind of has learned with you that you're really a nice going person, and what's going to come from it is I see you and him kind of sit down, staying nice, but just kind of, you know, I need to get something here. Some, you know, you're not asking for a Cadillac, but you're asking for some wheels under you. You know, it's like, come on.
There you go. Right. You right.
Don't fix up the one that's there. I mean, the car that you've got looks like to me, you might need something different. I keep telling me that the car that's broke down, there's quite a bit wrong there.
I don't have a car.
Okay, they kept showing me something broken down. They keep showing me that, like, something broken down. So what I would say is...
My mother had a G-Force, but it broke down. We got rid of it.
Okay. That's what I'm seeing, and that's who's helping me. That's what I keep feeling that they're talking about here. And, you know, it's time for you to... You know, it is that working with it. I do see this coming through. I also see that it may take you and him kind of working together. Okay, let's go someplace. Let's work on something that, you know, okay, if you'll just help me with it, we'll get it in. Because your economy right there, you can't afford just to go out and grab one. It'd be nice if you could, you know, but that's what they're telling me. And the guy's just saying with the economy and him, he could help there. And that's where you really need that little bit of help, because what I keep seeing here is it's gotten to the point where, you know, it's funny. Like, what do you think you're going to do? Go out and run around with it? You know, it's like you don't have to give you much gas. Those things run on gas.
I know. You're right. Oh, wow.
That's what I get. I'm feeling that. They said it's going to come through. We're going to do some blessings here. I feel this is going to be by the end of the year here. It's going to come through. And he's a good guy. He's one of them, you know, and I'm not saying anything bad. I have some of these people in my own family and around that they hang on to that dollar to the point you're like, you know, I don't know if you and that president are ever going to let go of each other. You know, it's kind of like you're going to have to.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, I feel that. That's what I feel there. And I feel that it's, you know, it's his nature.
Oh, so you're saying that we're going to get transportation the rest of the year?
I feel like they're going to get some transportation. I feel that that's what's going to happen. I feel it's going to come with you and him together working on something under you where, you know, it's like, okay.
So it won't be before Christmas.
I'm hoping here before Christmas. They keep showing me, that it could be done here. We're right now, look at this, we're in November. We're not that far, actually. And the guys are telling me that it looks like you and him kind of working together. I do see it. You're going to get it before Christmas. I mean, you know, and there's cars. I mean, we all know there's what we call a ride, or we know there's a car, but there's a car out there that could get you back and forth. And part of it is to get you to the grocery store. I mean, as a boyfriend, he should be a little leery. You've got some kind of a kooky neighborhood where, you know, you need to have some transportation around you.
You're right. I live in a crazy neighborhood. You're right. You ain't right. And I got people that don't like me in my neighborhood, too. So you're right.
That's what I'm feeling. And, you know, and it's when you're looking at this, too, it's like, okay, you know, We're just working together. I also see this as part of the transition for you two together. Is, you know, you're not asking him for his hand, his firstborn. You're just asking him for some help here because you two are together. And that's the working together in a relationship. He's got to realize that, you know, there's no ring on that finger. He's going to have to remember there's other guys that might really want to date you too. And the guy, I'm hearing this from the other side. I think it's your mom who's letting me know, you know, he needs to be good to a good thing, you know.
You're right.
Well, I'm feeling
hi, honey. How are you? My husband just walked through the door.
Now we're both in trouble. Oh, no. Psychic's gone wild. See me running. Catherine, I'm glad you called in. I'm going to do the blessings. You definitely get a hold of me. And make sure you put in on our site there because we're giving away Christmas presents. Just today, we're going to be giving away Friday. Every Friday night, we give away a Christmas basket. And all you have to do is email us at psychicsgonewild.com. Or it'll say on there, and it'll have a little thing on the side that says put in for it. Put your name and email so we know how to get a hold of you to get your snail mail if you win. And we're going to be giving away some really good books and some healing bracelets and fun stuff.
Oh, wow.
Yeah.
Okay.
So thank you.
Thank you. God bless you.
I said we're going to come get the chairs tomorrow.
Okay.
Okay, bless you too, and we're having a great time going on to the fun of Psychics Gone Wild. This is Psychic Jethro sneaking in and out around places. Catherine, we bless you too, and hope we don't get you in trouble with your husband. 512, how are you?
Hi. Jethro.
Well, Yvonne, how have you been? You're one of our winners, so I bet you're going to be going, we're ready to go again. Are you going to end up taking two prizes?
Am I?
I don't know. We got to wait until Friday to see. We've got people all excited. They're like, we keep calling these names off, and they're all going well. And I go, yes, we're going to send it through. It'll come through media package, so you get it before the holidays. And we had a joke. We had a couple of them that you know, you got in for your email goes back in, so we could have you as a double winner. And the good thing is we have different prizes, so you could win. You know, you're pretty much going to end up with probably not the same duplicate of the things you won.
That's okay. A win is a win.
Well, I'm glad you called in. I welcome you and thank you for calling into Psychics Gone Wild. Psychic Jethro, looking forward to talking to you here. Yvonne, what question do you have for me tonight?
Well, I got somebody new coming into my life, or that came into my life, and I was just wondering if you see a future with us.
Okay, looking here with energy. Can you give me even a nickname or something over the phone, some name I can look at?
Lisa.
Okay, energy. The guides are showing me with you and the energy here that you two have some real, really stronger energies. I feel that when I'm looking here with this person, that this person is really going through a different uniqueness of her own. She's a strong person. People, when they see her and know her, really like her. She's got a very good personality, and I feel that you two together are, I do see this being a good future. I see the sun being a little brighter, and I also see something a little more stronger that's happening is you're doing what the guides want. You're taking care of you, so they're going to let you have a little more fun. They're telling me you've been doing what the guides wanted you to do to take care of Yvonne. Yep. Very proud of you. Glad you know we love you dearly. It's like he's gone wild. I don't want to ever see anybody that's hurting. And what I feel the angels telling me that they're telling me with Lisa is that Lisa's got herself in a very good position where she could easily be able to be very good for you in life and that. And she's right now working towards really just being happy and content this part of her life. She's had some sadness, I feel, but I think that she's overcome it's what they're telling me.
Well, that's good.
Very good. This is a good link here. This is a good karmic link with you, and the guides are telling me that you two have not really gotten to see all the highness of it. You just have now are in the part of just falling in love.
Yeah, we're just getting to know each other right now.
That's what they're saying. That's great. I'm glad, and I see this very good. I also see you two working on some situations later that you're going to really like. I feel this person's going to be more talkative and able to just talk with you and the questions you've got. You're pretty much a blunt person, Yvonne, or very straightforward, and I feel that Lisa's going to be like that too.
Well, because we were talking, she's a Taurus and I'm a Leo.
Oh, man. Yeah, that's pretty intense. An excellent, excellent combination here in energy. So, you know, and I know you guys that are doing astrology are going, what are you saying? These are excellent combinations. One thing you'll find out, and as you get to going through the astrology and reading energy more with astrology, when you first read your sun sign, never go through that. Just look at the rising two. And I laugh. I mean, you know, you remember the old jokes of the 70s? What's your sign? What's your, you know, and I've seen people, like, if you go to a psychic class or a place, people, they introduce themselves with it, like sun sign, rising. Because that rising is the personality. And I feel that straightness, that forward from both the two signs, Leo women is you, Yvonne, you're a provider. You will make a living. A Leo lion, if you look at the pack, you know, they pretty much, the Leo lion is very afraid, right out in front. There's not very much she is afraid of. She's going to bring home the dinner for the pack. Also with her whole energy here and what the guides are showing for you is they're also showing us that you've got some other strengths here that you're working on. And it's like, you're not going to have to really have to worry too much about with Lisa of hidden things, because with the Taurus and the Bull, the sun sign there going, and the other factor I'm seeing with the other energy that's going to be there is they very much with that. They say that, you know, with the Taurus, the thing that you have most, as long as you're straightforward now, they can handle anything. So this is a good one. And you definitely going to have to keep us informed here. We're all going to put our prayers out, yay for Yvonne, and it's good to hear the good news, Yvonne.
Yay. Thank you.
Thank you, and have a good night. Going right on. We're waiting here for Dina. Dina's doing her little class. We know that she does a big class. Actually, it's a very important one, and we all wait for her expectantly for our Dina Flanagan. And continuing right along, we're going to go to 44484. How are you?
Hi, I am doing really, really good today.
Good. Welcome. This is Psychic Jethro, and I'm loving that you called in on Psychic's Gone Wild, and I'm going to have you give us your name and maybe a quick little question you've got for us.
Yes. I had called in maybe a week or two ago, and my name is Tonetta, and I just want to let you know that Danny, my ex, who I was dating, sent me a text message unexpectedly this morning, and I would like to know what is the bottom line here? What's he after?
Okay, and I'm feeling that you and him are still, I do remember you. Yes, I do. And I remember what we were talking about there with the relationship is you kind of had marked him off. Ha ha, there you go there, Tonetta. See, listen
right,
to the psychic.
And I backed off for 8 days. I just left it in the wind. I basically quit texting him and just said, you know, I said to myself, goodbye. Even though I didn't tell him goodbye, and now this morning, text messages from him. And he's just like nonchalant, like, oh, I seen on Facebook that you bought something. What did you buy? And just these stupid questions that it makes no sense. So what is he after? Is he trying to get a date for the weekend, or what is he doing?
Yeah, he's trying to get a date. He's trying to get back in. Love is in the air. I wish that we had some of you guys are out there singers, send us some music like that and we play it. That's exactly what's going on. We just come out of Mercury retrograde, and Mercury was so confusing for everyone. You know how we go through that. And right now,
yeah,
when it goes back into it, there's a piece that most people forget about Mercury. Love is in the air. We just heard one of our great friends and person from Texas talking about they're finding someone new, you know, looking at new energies. We've heard this from two others. I know that Tuesday night I was on Living in the Psychic Realm on A1R Radio, and they were talking about it. And you,
okay,
he is trying to revive the old flame there. He's stirring up the ashes, seeing if there's a little spark. He's also realized that the guys are showing me with him, and when we talked, I thought this is good because you were like, oh, he's not going to call me back. But I do see... I do see you pretty much shut the door. He hasn't shut the door. And what they're showing me is this did him a little good, Tony. Now, I see what you did when you put him out there. Abscess only makes the heart grow fonder. He also got a little taste of the fact that it's cold out there and there's not a lot of people putting up with some of the things you did. I feel that you spoiled him.
So you feel like he has regret.
Big time. And I also feel that he's also going through a new energy as... he's looking here at what's happening. It's getting to be that time of the year, and you guys, all of you guys know what happens around Christmas. We all get a little sad. We go through energy. We, you know, remember what's happening. Then into January, the sun's not there as much. We'll get a little depressed even more. So
yeah,
what's also happening for you is you and him, you put some good memories, and all those are starting to come up like Kodak moments right in front of him. And
okay,
I see you still working with this. I know you've got a little hot temper, and the angels are telling me that you're going to have to put it firm with him. These are the boundaries. And okay, and I do see him kind of wanting to get back and contact you. I also see him having a little bit of a giggle thing that, you know, he knows that you still care. It's just you got to let him understand, yes, and there will be no silliness, because you did slam the door pretty hard on his head last time.
So do you feel like he's going to physically see me this weekend? Are we going to see each other or go out on a date or hang out this weekend? Because at this point, I'm not texting him. So if he says hi, I say hi. That's as far as it goes. If he doesn't keep the conversation up, too bad.
Mm-hmm. I do see him trying to this weekend. I see him trying to – it's like he's doing a little texting now. He's testing the water. I do see him working with you on getting in. You said this weekend, and I see that it's kind of, he's still a little bit nervous. I mean, you slammed him pretty hard when you know, with this other. You also have been, it's got to come to a point where he's got to learn with you to either play for keeps or not to play. You're not.
Right.
You're not going to play is what they're telling me.
So with him coming forward, does he know that he has to be real and quit playing these games?
I feel that he is. I feel that this is better. And I also see something else that's happening for you. I see that you two have gotten to a better situation, and it is good. You know, like I said, absence made the heart grow fonder. Also, a little bit more of the fact that I'm not defending my sex, but sometimes as male, we have to kind of bang our head against that wall and then bang it again. And what he did is he realized he had not only a good thing with you in the relationship, but you did, like I said, spoil him. I see him going, okay. And I see you going, okay, you're going to come around. If we're going to hang out or we're going to be around each other, then it's good, but like you said, and you're not giving him anything else. He's going to have to work to get back in with your heart is what I feel.
Right, so you don't know if we're going to hang out this weekend.
From what the guys are showing me, and whenever I told you, you know, you're ready to say no, you didn't think he was coming back. I feel that he's going to try and get a hold of you, but I see you guys, I think him trying to get you out on a date. I do see there's something there. So I would say hang around. I would say you're going to be the weekend. I see you together, and I do see it being a little bit short season, because part of it is, he's not really right yet ready to do the things that you kind of want him to do to step back in yet.
Mm-hmm. But we are going to see each other weekend.
That's what I get. And keep us informed.
Boy. I will. I'll keep you informed.
Bless you. And we're going to keep it going. And that love's in the air. And we've got that's fun to hear. And Danny Boy's just dropped it on. We got another one hit the dirt.
All right. Thank you.
Thank you and bless you. And we're having some fun. And obviously, this is Psychics Gone Wild, and love is in the air, getting wilder. Speaking of love, we're going to have one of those people we all love and can't wait to hear. How are you, Dina?
I'm great. How are you?
Great. How was your did you have a great holiday?
I did. I went away, so it was really good. It was a 5-day holiday.
Oh, you lucky one. Oh, my goodness. I was wondering about that. I had a lot of people teasing us different parts of the country, and they were like, you know, it's going to be up there really beautiful. And I didn't have the heart to tell the ones, you know, it's like, well, Dina's not there. She's off playing. But I just kind of laughed.
I was in the wilds of Maine where there was no internet service or anything.
Oh, my goodness, yes. Now, you know, I got to realize, you know, I'm a Stephen King fan, and that scares me when you say the wilds of Maine. Everyone has read any of his books. I'm like, Well, yeah, no, that's cool. So are you can we find out a little history here? Are you a camper, or do you go out and hunt? Or
I do hunt. I do fish. I camp. I own a camp up Maine, and it's in the woods, and that's kind of where I was at. And, yeah, I do all those things.
Excellent.
Four wheel.
I love that. I'm very impressed. Those of you who are listening in, this is Psychics Gone Wild and Psychic Nosy Jethro, teasing Dina Flanagan, our gifted psychic from Maine, who very much, you know, talking about camping and eating, the people who go out and do those are not only the most healthiest people, but we've proven, like through Wyoming and different family and friends of mine, that, you know, it isn't just the game and the energy of it. It's the whole lifestyle that people are more healthier doing that.
Oh, definitely.
You know, and we just go in here. We've had quite a few little callers. We're teasing them. Tomorrow, we're getting you guys to call in. Amy Kavanaugh's going to be a surprise. I guess not much a surprise if I quit blabbering about it, but she'll be on tomorrow night. It's like he's gone wild. And those of you who waited, we'll go right into a call where our next caller is a Skype caller. You're straight 111. How are you, Skype? Hello? If you called in on Skype, it's you. Okay, they're not answering if it's a Gmail or a call, so we're going to go right into 352. You're next. How are you, 352?
Oh, thank you, Jethro. I'm good. How are you? This is Cindy.
Great, Cindy. You have been out missing in action.
I know, and I'm in bad trouble again.
Well, you got lucky. We got Dina Flanagan here, and she's here to help you.
But I need help. I need advice. This guy I'm living with that talked me into giving him another chance has gone off the deep end.
Oh.
So any message you can give me would be absolutely greatly appreciated.
Hmm.
And he'll be pulling in here soon, so he's not here at the minute, but he could be in any minute.
Sounds like you have something to say, Jethro.
I'm feeling this. I'm a little worried, Cindy. You know, you always know that safe no matter what. And when you say, I feel like, you know, we talked about this a little before. You're a good person. You're loving animals. You're one of those people that we just cherish. But when it comes to men, you grab that one that's a little on the rocker side, and I want you to be careful, you know, safe at all costs. Never put yourself – I do feel like that what's happened here is that he's using you. I feel like you're being – here, and I apologize, you could feel it, Dina, because my energy was going,
yeah.
And I've been praying for you a little bit, because I'm very gifted, and I feel this with our regulars. I just felt Cindy's out there, and somebody's put a little broken winged one in there that's a biter, you know?
Yeah, it's getting pretty bad.
Well, yeah, he's into controlling.
Yes.
Yeah, because this is his thing. He has to control. It's what he knows. And so the less you let him, the angrier he gets.
Yes.
And tries harder. And this is where I see he's at. I see like he's trying to take more control. And
yeah, and he's got me trapped like a prisoner, and he won't let me work, so I can't
leave. Exactly.
Really mm-hmm.
Yeah, exactly. So I feel that you have to, I mean, you're doing it. You're doing what you got to do, but I feel like you got to be a little more subtle about it. And you just have to be a little more subtle about it and know it, that what you're doing inside of yourself without letting him know, well, what's, you know, until it happens much later. I mean, what is it that you want? Do you want to stay or do you want to go?
No, I'm trying to get out.
Okay,
no,
so
done.
Then you
I'm trying to get
you
away.
Have, well, right, so then you have to do it subtly. You know, you just have to set yourself up and do it subtly because this person isn't going to, it's not, this isn't somebody you can do it face-to-face with. It's just not.
Right.
I mean, he's just going to get angrier and angrier and just get really angry, and then I would be afraid of what he would do to you,
yeah.
Is what I'm feeling. So you don't want to provoke him in that way. You have to, I don't know if you know how, but you just got to figure out how to do it in the coming through the back door rather than the front door.
And remember rules, you know, and those rules, Cindy. And one of the rules is, like, having a bag packed, being safe at all costs. You always can call, like, the Coalition Against Violence. It is a phone number. Anybody, you look it up on any computer. There's an 800 number. You know, I know you guys that can get through. If you can't get through there, call your regular line of your sheriff or police department. With my old past job and career, there's always places there. And you don't have to be physically hurt to be unsafe. If someone is intimidating or you say no, or even your animals, it is still against the law. And I want you guys to always remember that you know, the numbers out of that is 5 out of 7 times they don't get out. And those of you who know my past history and all the work, my biggest fear is that you don't get out, because it's just what you just said there, Cindy. When those key things, those were 3 red flags for me. I would like you to call them, talk to someone outside of it, and just say, I'm ready to go. They'll come. They'll take you out of there. There's not going to be any of this argument. They're going to let you get your personal things. They can't hold your personal belongings. That he can't. They'll get you a safe place. Do know that there is different facilities, you know, that are out there, safe houses and projects. And you know, when you said can't, I really worry, because I've been in the situation that once it starts to get bad, man, woman, child, or beast, it's bad. And what she was just telling you, I love this, Dina, I apologize for cutting you off, when Tina was saying that, you know, get out the back door, exactly that. There's no point of hanging around, because when someone starts to control you, or when they start to get emotional, that's still abuse. So, you know, this is America. We are free. And the really good thing about it, when it comes to relationship and caring, nobody has that right, or to get physical. Once they get physical, you know, people have given me all the excuses in the world. I'll tell you, the only excuse for doing that is not allowing it. There is no excuse. If somebody's intimidating you or being physical, you get safe. You, like she said, get out the back door, be compliant, be safe to get away from them, and you get away. You have this little time here. You're on the phone with Psychic Jethro. Get on there. You know, look it up. It's a 1-800 number. I can guarantee you there's a safe house close around you. And worked this through the country for years.
I've been networking, trying to find a place.
You have to choose.
No
situation.
But I've got to have somewhere to get my animals out safe at the same time. I've got to be able to do it all at once.
You have time when he's not around. You can research these things, and you have to want this. It isn't something that you're going to be wishy-washy about. It's something that you really want, and you have to choose.
I'm working full time at this time to get out.
I feel you're going to do it. And I tell you, Cindy, I can tell part of the energy here is, you know, now this is a key thing. When you came into this facility, you brought these animals with you, or was this your facility he's moved into?
No, he asked me to come live with him.
Yeah.
And that was planned. I tried to get him to go somewhere and I'd start somewhere fresh together, and he wouldn't do it.
It's okay, and I tell you what's happened here, and I do see this. You know, your animals may go on a little vacation with some people you've got. You've got other people. I keep seeing other facilities. I see you know, sitting down with other little bit of friends, and what Dean and me are both working with to help you is to get you a different facility where they can. You know, a good example is transition of that someone that's helping a little bit or doing it with it. They know with you and the animals. They also, I really feel this is part of the game that he's playing here. He's using this against you. Your love for your animals and your work is keeping you known. Because you work all day, you do all out. There's got to be a place where you're really safe away from this. And what I've also feel that has gone on is those animals, you know, like she said, well, he's gone, figure out different places where they're going to be. Then you're safely out. I can tell you from the stuff that I left, there's not anything material other than what you just said. They're animals, children. Those go with you. Those get to be somewhere safe. And then, you know, you do the Dear Johnette letter, in your case, of thank you, no thank you, and please don't follow me because these tracks have done been gone.
When you set your mind to do it, you'll do it. You'll find the right places. You'll find the right people. And it will happen.
Yep.
Okay.
We're going to put our prayers out for you. You keep us good. You keep us informed. We're going to keep prayers behind you and look up those numbers. And if you have to, you've got my email, and send me psychicjethro@aol.com. Send me privately some of your stuff, and I will help if you want look through some things that I've got. It's all confidential, so I have nothing with it, but I would send you some numbers, and that's what I suggest with a computer. Sit down. There's a lot of 800 numbers. And one thing really good, our country is one of the best countries. Our president and things have put into financial things in the last 4 years since I've been out of the work for a couple of years, that there's facilities there. I can tell you, I know everything from vehicles to places. A lot of times there's a place in the facility to take care of animals, too, because of someone who is abusive sometimes will take that animal and try to use that animal. Like you've got, well, here's your animals, you don't want to leave. Well, there's other ones who say, you know, I'll be mean to the animal. So people have learned not to do it. So what they do is you get a hold of someone, an advocate from one of them. They can work with you and say, here's a facility that will take the animals in. Here we go. They're going to help you. They're going to take care of them a little bit. The good thing is, I know you love your animals. Just make sure all the shots are updated. Let's make these guys are cutie. Make sure they're happy, got their little smiles on, and make sure that you and them are safe. And there is facilities for that. So, you know, I want to make sure you and them are safe.
Can you tell me what he has planned next? Because, like, each couple of days he comes up with something new, and just so I don't get blindsided, do you know what he's got planned next?
I do feel that he's got some other more craziest things coming up, and I think there's some kind of mental illness here. I feel like he's a little on the loopy side. I mean, let's be honest.
I do too. He's really.
I feel like he needs medication is what he needs.
I told him that, and he won't go get any because he doesn't want it.
There's almost some bipolar going on, is what I'm feeling.
It is. That has been going on for years, but I think it's gone worse than that now.
Yeah. His chemistry changed, so it's changed with him, and he has gotten worse. And he needs medication. He needs help.
Yeah, but he won't get it. He won't, and he's taking it out of me.
Mm-hmm.
Do you know what event he has planned next? That he's going to pull what crazy stunt that I can be prepared.
The only thing I see is him getting angrier. More controlling, angrier is what I see. Like, it'll be over, it's over the stupidest things, like out of the blue.
It always is, yeah, and he flies into a rage.
But, so this is what I see more of that. Yeah, but getting, worse and worse, trying to control you more and more is what I see.
And that manic phase is scary because you and I both know he's not in control of it, and you know you're not...
Right.
You're not big enough to physically let this person back. I worry about you. I just want to make sure you understand, you know, that the seriousness of this, you know, it's you know, even trying to stay back, you're not going to win. And I feel this is part of what you're trying to do, Cindy. You're still trying to help and thinking it's all going to be it. Well, one of the best things is, is that hard kind of love. You care for him, but without him on medical and with him doing it, you know, you could be the key reason once you are out of there and he does try to do, where he realizes what you said, go get some medication, get, you know, some lithium, talk to somebody. This is something that can be treatable. There's no reason for it. And what if he hurts you? He's going to feel unforgivable, and it's too late. You have to take care of yourself and your animals hurt.
Yeah, no, I'm done with him. I'm done. I've just got to find a place to go, and I have no money to work with, so it's kind of hard. But I do have a couple of you know, friends looking and feedback coming in, so I'm checking places out.
I would say you better do this and do this fast. You better do it within the next couple of weeks.
I get it, too. I don't feel this is a good situation. I feel that you're on thin ice.
Okay. Yep.
You know, and we luck for you, Cindy, and keep us here. We're going to keep our prayers going right along. And I know this is one of the hardest things. People always go, what are you guys doing? We're trying to help as many as we can with the time we have limited. Wishing and knowing all of you guys the blessings that we are here. It says Psychics Gone Wild. And obviously... You know, as we were talking here tonight, Dina, we've got a little bit of we were talking about love, and now we've gotten to see both sides. We start out with a new love of one of ours. We've had a person talking to us about looking for love. We've had a love that was revitalized and came back in Tonetta's life, and she's teasing him, he better stay good, or she's going to drop him to the ground again. And we got now love there with this. We were discussing when the show started tonight, our topic was Mercury retrograde. What happens after it? We all know what Mercury does when it's in retrograde. What happens after it? And one of my suggestions when we first started the show was, I said love usually comes to a surface, and I guess that's exactly what we're seeing tonight. Our show seems to be really taking that course. Would you, Dina, like to iterate what you feel and what you know about Mercury retrograde after it comes out of what it just went into a retro?
Yeah. Mercury retrograde, what the purpose of it is, you know, to bring things to the surface, bring issues. So it's in your love life. You know, you haven't been able to speak your truth or stand in your truth or whatever. The retrograde actually brings up that. It causes maybe a fight or just something, an anger, where this issue finally gets to come to surface, where you can deal with it and work it out. And so that after retrograde, it actually, it doesn't feel good while you're going through it, but afterwards, it's one of the best things that could have happened to you so that you can move forward. It's moving forward when you come out of Mercury retrograde, which is really good, and not just love, but in a lot of ways, but especially in love. And you just move forward, you have better communication, you've worked through that issue, and that's what it does. It brings up so that it doesn't stay stuck.
Very true. And we got going into the other part here of the energy, making sure, very true. We've got a lot of our other people in the room telling you, Cindy, one more time, make sure you get out. We've got about six or seven ladies behind us. They're telling you, run, girl, run. So make sure that gets out from the chat room that are trying to get in. And we're working with the help and getting on with our work. And I love exactly what you just said, Dina, you know, because it is doing that with the Mercury. And I had a very good question here sent to us from, it looks like this is Delaware, but they're asking if Gemini is in your sign and it's been going retro, do I go retro with it every time it goes into it every year?
If Gemini is in your sign?
Yeah, they're saying that like it's in their, that it's one of their signs. I don't know if it's a rising or their sun, but they said it's one of their signs.
Yeah, it depends where it is, yeah.
Yeah, I agree. I would say the same thing. Yes, you would be reacting to it. And think about the fact of this, with the world and the size of the universe, how the planet's reacting to all of us in daily affairs, how would you be with your body being 90% water, which we are, reacting to these planets and transitions? We're very much affected by them, just like the moon and the other planets.
Yeah, absolutely. Yeah. Now, they say, though, if you were born with Mercury in retrograde, then that it has the reverse effect on you.
Oh, very true. Oh, that is good. That's something new. Now, would that be in the mid-heaven?
It can be, but it depends. Yeah, it depends where it is in your chart, but you have to pull up your chart because they're free online everywhere now, and you can see if Mercury was in retrograde. It will, yeah, you can find out. It will tell you, and some of the sites will, some won't. But, yeah, and so then it will have the reverse effect. Things should be good, better during your retrograde.
Wow, that's phenomenal. See, and Psychic Jethro learned something new. That, and that makes sense to me. I do know of a couple people that are in it, is in there, and I will check this because it fits. I love this because Psychic's gone well. We always have that. And Dina, thank you for tuning into us tonight. We're going to try our lovely phones again. On, we have a Skype caller, and you are 111. Hello, Skype caller.
Hi, how are you?
Good. I was a little worried you were sneaking around there and didn't answer earlier, didn't you? Hello?
Yes, I'm here.
Great. We welcome you. This is Psychic Jethro, and you're on with Dina Flanagan and Psychic Jethro on Psychic's Gone Wild, and you are?
Rose Maria.
Great. I welcome you, Rose Maria. Would you like to ask Dina a question and see how tonight goes for you?
About a friend. They won't communicate with me.
What's that?
A friend won't communicate with me.
Jethro, can you interpret that? I can't hear.
She's saying she has a friend who won't communicate with her. And I apologize, Rosella. It's not you. It's Skype. If you could come a little closer and move your mouthpiece a little bit up. Sometimes Skype does this to me, and I use it all day long on both radio shows. If you guys have it on your left side, hit the speaker. Just turn it all the way up on yours, because Skype will adjust it either way. So if you have a speaker on your right side of your computer, turn it up. Crank it up to the top. I had to do this for AYNIDIO, and on Blog Talk Radio it does it, so that way we can hear you. Rosella, the person you're talking to, is this person in Italy?
Yes.
She wants to know about the friendship.
Yeah, and him, and he's not communicating.
Yeah. I'm feeling like he's busy at the moment. He's just busy with, he's busy doing, I don't know, like, there's a couple of things going on. He's busy with life things, but the reason he's busy with life things is he's carrying around kind of fear or something negative or heavy is what I'm feeling. So he's kind of just, I don't know, bowing out of life for a minute, I guess, communication department.
Okay.
You're also going through an energy that this person is I agree with the busy. I very much what Dina's saying. This, the guys are saying that the other energy, too, is that this is, it's like no matter what happens, this person is still not sure what they're going to do. They've got to take reins of their own life.
So he's trying to decide. He's trying to figure out life, trying to decide. So it's not really personal per se. It's about him rather than you. It's about him. That's why he's going through a funky sort of stage.
Okay.
I feel that. I feel like you, and I do feel that we need to put some little prayer there a little bit with you. Me and Dina are both putting energies around you. I feel you're hurt. I feel you're ready to cry, Rosanna, and I apologize here. We're here to help, and I feel like what's happened is this person I feel has hurt you. I feel that this is, you know, we're talking about love uprising, and obviously, this is what it does bring out, is that sometimes with people and what's happening in energy is he seems to have stepped back, or he's not actually working towards a goal with you and love that you can feel anything. Do you know the last time you, can you tell me offhand, I bet you, when the last time you chat with him, what he said?
Face to face, 2.5 months ago.
Mm. Why are you stuck with this person?
I'm sorry?
What is it that makes you stay or long for this person to contact you?
A long time friendship.
Mm-hmm. So in this long time friendship, has he given you this space before?
Space not talking a few times.
Yes, so it's something that he does when I'm feeling. It's something that he does when he needs to just kind of go into a cave, I guess, or do his, or figure out life. This is something he just does.
Yes.
Yeah, so it's not personal is what I can tell you, so don't take it personal. It's just he needs a space right now. He needs a space to figure things out. He needs just to kind of go backwards a little, which is, of course, what Mercury retrograde does. He needed to go backwards a little. And he just needs to kind of like ground. He's grounding himself right now. And this is what I'm saying. But he's also got some major decisions to make that he doesn't know to come up where he's going. Like, in other words, he's thinking in his mind, I need some changes. How do I do this? Where do I get this? Where do I go next? This is what's going through his mind right now. And to do that, I mean, men and women can be different in that way. Women like to talk about it. Men so much don't always like to talk about it. They need to figure it out in their head by themselves. And this is what he's doing.
Is he kind of upset what happened? Did I tell him I left?
Is he upset that you didn't tell him you left?
No. Nobody knew.
Mm.
I can't hear it.
It's not you, Roseanne, and it's something's messing with your phone, but we can barely hear. And it's like when I get that no one knew there. It seemed like you did. You kind of kept it a secret, and you're wondering if he was upset by you leaving because he didn't know it. You didn't tell everybody you left over the hurt.
Not only that, he didn't communicate with me before I left, so I didn't mention to nobody. So the word won't go around. I just picked up and left.
Just give it space, and you do your healing. He can do his healing and his figuring things out, and in time it will work its way out.
And is he upset
Well, it just goes along with everything. More than upset, it was a trigger. It was a trigger with other things that's going on in his life too. So that's why he's stepping back and figuring everything out. It was more of a trigger.
We've got our 5 minutes here. We thank you, Rosella. We're going to go continue on. We've got me and Dina Flanagan on here. We have, like I said, 5 minutes left of the show. We have two callers. We're going to try to get both of you guys in, and we have one caller that keeps spinning. I'm sorry, 609, but you probably won't get in. I cannot get the phone to work. It just won't do it. Going into the next one, this is a regular Tristan. Do you have a quick question here? We got here going in with the energy with this. Hello? We are having technical difficulties there, so we're going to go right into 732. You were the last one we got on our list here at the 5 minutes. 732, can you hear me?
Hi, I'm there. Can you hear me?
Yeah, you got through out of three. What are you doing, magical girl?
I just had a question. I've been on and off with somebody, and right now I think it is the end. I can't tell, though, and I don't know. I just wanted to know what you felt for that situation.
You said you think it's the end?
I don't know. I can't tell because there's been so many times when I thought it was.
I'm feeling like there's another time. That it's not the end. I feel like that it, right now it might be feel like it's the end, but I feel like it's not done. I feel like it's got at least another round. There's still some things that you need to figure out or need to learn from each other. And so I feel like, yeah, it's not the end right now.
Do you see him coming back, or I don't know, like, how do you see him coming back? Or, like, I haven't heard from him in, like, a week, and I don't know if this other woman is still around. I don't really know.
Well, I'm feeling like it's not going to be right away. It's going to be a few months or so. I mean, you may hear from him, but I'm feeling like the coming back around again. I feel like that is just, it will just happen like a pattern. It feels like a pattern to me, like this is his pattern. And so he's got to go through. It's like he wants to do his own thing right now, whether it's the other woman or whatever it is. And then after that, it's like a pattern. He comes back around. That's what they're showing me in his head.
It's been very, we've had a tumultuous relationship. You think it will, I don't know, like there's real love there for me, or if it could work out?
No, I mean, I feel like there's some love, but not on a level that you need. And I don't feel like I do not feel like this relationship is what you need. I feel like there's a better one waiting for you. You know, this is something you can choose to stay in this cycle off and on, but I don't feel it's going to get you to where you got to go and that happiness and that, what you need, that true love. I think it's, again, just out of habit right now. They keep saying habit. So I feel like that this is your decision, if you chose to move on, there was going to be somebody much better for you. You might not know what to do with it at first because it's totally different and kind and nice. But you will learn, if you move on, you will learn acceptance and receiving. This is all part of what you're going to learn in the next couple of years. And then I feel like a much better relationship is going to be there for you.
Okay.
Do you feel like I'll get marriage or anything like that out of what's to come?
Have you been married?
No.
You've never been married?
No.
Because I do see a marriage. That's why I'm asking you that. I see a marriage, but I don't feel it's to this person. I just don't. I don't feel this person is exactly right for you, that you will be unfulfilled. Again, it's your decision what you want to do in life, but you would be unfulfilled. And I just feel like you deserve a lot more than that. And I'm telling you, I see a really good one coming down the pike if you really feel you're deserving of better than that.
Do you think I'll feel like I've always got like butterflies and all that with this past person, that it's been hard to let go? Do you see that happening for this new person?
You get butterflies with what?
With this new person that comes into my life, or do you like...
This is what I was saying, like it's going to be totally different. It's gonna...
Then I will be in love.
Thank you. We apologize. We're having a little technical. We've got the last. Tristan, are you able to come on? We've had your phone up and the girl just got disconnected. We're sorry, Gina. It's me and you at the last 60 seconds. Tristan, we tried to get yours in. We've got everybody going, and We always do Mercury like it does. I guess we dance like we could. It's me and Dina Flanagan going, hello, Mercury. Tristan, we're sorry. Next time, I guess. Sorry with the last caller. She got a couple questions, and we get our last couple seconds like the dancers that we are. Dina, would you like to tell anybody anything before they hang up on us?
No. Just everybody, you know, keep the faith, keep the hope, and things, I feel like things have just gotten, because we just came out, we're just coming out of Mercury retrograde, that all of a sudden this one is going to bring us some really good things. So just put it out there what you want, and all with good intentions.
Blessings.
And it will come to you.
True. Thank you, Dina. Have a great night.
You too. Night.